We're all souls having a human experience. That experience is a journey, and each journey is unique. It's through our experiences that we come together and unite. Join soul-led author, podcaster, Reiki practitioner, healer, teacher, and shepreneur, Kristen Aurelia, as she shares insights, wisdom, and knowledge with listeners. This show is dedicated to understanding the complex layers of human behavior. Each episode will continue to illuminate pathways and spark soulful journeys. After all, we are all children of God, one collective consciousness trying to survive the human experience.
Hello, and welcome back to the Surviving the Human Experience podcast. My name is Kristen Aurelia, and I will be your host. I'm humbled and blessed that you've chosen to be part of the SheWise family, and I'm thrilled to be part of your journey. I've dedicated my life to studying, observing, and understanding the many complex layers of human behavior. My experiences, both academic and personal, have shaped my journey, pushing me to share insights, wisdom, and knowledge through my show, literary works, and through community engagement. This channel is a uniquely created space for exploration of all topics human experience related. Each episode is specifically designed to explore and discuss topics that play a role or have an impact in our human experience. Now for the disclaimer. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. I am a fellow human being having a human experience and sharing information and findings along my journey. The views and insights shared by myself and guests on the show are the sole thoughts, feelings, opinions, and experiences of those expressing them. You're encouraged to research guests on the show to learn more about their credentials and philosophies as part of your understanding of viewpoints expressed. I am not a licensed therapist, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. So without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. So today on the Surviving the Human Experience podcast, we have a very special episode for our listeners. We're here with Kathleen Anderson. Kathleen is a beautiful soul who has had a passion for music as far back as I can remember. She is currently the music director and educator for Turtle Up Memorial High School in Thompson, Connecticut. She has conducted their concert band, concert choir, and modern music ensembles for over 12 years. She teaches music therapy, string ensemble, music technology, and music exploration classes. In addition to her tenure at Turtle Up, she is the principal conductor and music director for the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Youth Orchestra and String Ensemble. She graduated from UConn with an undergraduate degree in music education, and she's received her master's degree in multiple intelligence through the arts from St. Joseph's University, where her thesis was focused on mindfulness, and music started her journey towards the study of yoga, meditation, and music healing. Kate has had the opportunity to take 80 hours Path of Service Shri teaching class with Allison Balagna. She also completed her 200 plus YTT yoga certification and continues to immerse her mindfulness practices throughout her professional career. So on a personal level, though, Kathleen is a beautiful soul that I'm blessed to have known since childhood. We've created so many fond memories together as we navigated the trials and tribulations of childhood, teenage years, and beyond. We recently reconnected, and I was elated to learn that we have both been growing and evolving and embarking upon our spiritual journeys. So I'm excited to welcome her to the show. So welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yes, I'm so excited you're here. This is such a huge topic. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of music therapy. And there's so much information in this space now. And I think people are really starting to understand the power of music and what it can do for the body. And so I thought it was absolutely necessary for you to come on the show and talk to our listeners and share some insights. So here we are.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for reconnecting. And that just shows the power of music goes above and beyond us all. And that it always brings us back to each other, which is so great. So yeah. I'm really blessed to be here.
Wonderful. Awesome. Well, I'm going to jump right in with our questions. So First, I want to start off with having you share a little bit about your background and how you got into music and why, so our listeners become very familiar with you.
Okay, well, the whole musical journey started for me when I was a small child. And I actually began playing an instrument when I was in the second grade. And that instrument was the violin. And I knew immediately the second I heard the bow touch the string that that was something that I needed to do, probably for the rest of my life. So I went home and begged and borrowed and pleaded to go take on that instrument with the parents, and they agreed. And here I am later, but I still play, and there's something about those vibrations that really did touch my soul at a very young age that I knew I needed to have it part of my life. And it became like my best friend, always there for me when I needed it. So even through thick and thin and people saying no and yes, and all those opinions that are in that particular world of music, I found a lot of strength through just the music itself. So that's why I kept that as my passion. I went to college for music education and learned a lot there, and then decided to go into more the parochial side of teaching. So I did that for 10 years, and then the universe brought me back to public education, and I started at Turd a Lot and have been there ever since. And I've really enjoyed my journey through that, following how that all works out. Nice. Because I went into the public education, I had to get my master's degree, and I decided to go a little out of the norm and went with the multiple intelligence theory. And that's through the arts, and that's at St. Joseph's. And that really helped me understand why music is so powerful, because through the arts, music, and especially, it touches the whole brain. So that kind of gave me more power as an educator to, you know, because sometimes with music and any unified arts, we tend to not be in the core subjects. So I try to use this method and this education to fight for music should be the human condition. It is so important that we have music as an expressional tool, as a brain developer, as a new pathway developer. So my master's degree really helps give me the science to fight for that, which I love. But what led me to that was actually a Tibetan singing bowl.
Ah,
I have it here.
Yes.
And I was at a fair with my family, and I happened to stumble upon one of these wonderful magical tools. And I said, "What is that?" And the gentleman's like, "Well, pick it up. It's a singing bowl." And I'm like, "Oh, a singing bowl." And he's like, "Yes, let's see if it will sing for you." And he kind of showed it how it worked, and it immediately responded, and you could feel the vibration go through your whole being, your body, your physical body, and your spiritual body. And there's nothing like that. So I had to explore that way further. And that's really what brought me to my master's thesis in mindfulness and music, and how that is all connected. And then music therapy came into play after COVID. So with social emotional learning, and the schools especially needing an outlet for our students to get back into understanding what just happened after COVID and the shutdown, and having another tool and another way into all of our brains. And that's where music really has, I think, been the bridge between like the medicine and education and meditation and SEL for everybody.
Yes. I love that. I think that's so important, because I know we've talked about this before, but you know, you turn on a song and you can change your reaction to what's going on around you within a second. Like, you literally can change your mood. You can change your vibrations. You can change your energy. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what music can do for the human body. So,
yeah. And we did talk about like frequencies, the vibrations themselves, and how they actually penetrate through different cells. They're using that in cancer research and a whole bunch of things for stroke victims. Music is really a pathway in our brain in the 9 different ways that we can learn. So it's a constant between all of those different regions of the brain. Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect tool to help with anything that might be ailing our brain. And that's where music therapy really is just starting to emerge out. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually seeing it more and more in the hospitals locally, and in different wellness workshops. They're bringing in music therapy, which I just love. You know, the singing bowls and the vibrations, sound baths, the didgeridoos and the gongs. And it's just like all of these wonderful things are finally being brought to, you know, us wonderful people in our country that tend to not have access to this type of medicine and therapies.
Right. So just to elaborate a little bit more, because some of our listeners may not be familiar with what music therapy is, what would you define music therapy as and how does it work?
Sure. So music therapy, the technical definition, is an evidence-based practice that uses music to address physical, emotional, cognitive, social needs of individuals. They say that it's definitely beneficial in a variety of settings, like in hospitals, hospice, obviously educational settings, different clinics. And it's supposed to, the theory is, provide comfort during the most difficult times, because music is that constant friend. I often say it's like a time machine where you can listen to a song and immediately be transported back to that moment where you maybe heard it, or it meant something very special to you, like people's wedding songs or the first date, or maybe your parents used to sing "You Are My Sunshine" and that song resonates with you in a different way. Music is a tool that therapists are now using to be able to reach parts of the brain that they didn't think they could before, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
It is an evidence-based practice, though. So when you're a musical therapist, you do have to have that clinical side to know exactly what is the need and how is music going to help that aid.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. Can you tell us a little bit about when you first decided to move over to music therapy? Because I do know that, you know, you've got that longstanding history with music in your life and ensuring that, you know, you've gotten the opportunity to play the different instruments and enjoy music in that capacity. But to switch over from being, you know, in the playing mode to understanding the science and the healing aspect, they're on different, you know, a little bit different levels. They're completely connected. But what brought you there? How did you get from one spot to the other?
Yeah. So as a performer and an educator, I'm always fighting the good fight of music advocacy because I think music is so sorely underrated in our country. However, it is starting to revival back. And that's an important thing because we all realize as humans, if we didn't have music, like, I think the world would be very, very quiet. And with the world being so filled with noise and distractions, like beeping of your phones and notifications and humming of, like, you know, wind turbines and motors and electronics and EMS, all this stuff. This is noise that we don't even hear, so to speak. To have music come in, it's so important because it helps your whole being. Just like when I play my violin, there's nothing like it, and I can be literally transcend this world. I feel like I have been there before, and I will always be when I'm there in that musical moment, and that is so special and divine, and I treasure that gift that I have gotten from God, and that's why I share out my passion with my students and anybody who's willing to listen, because that is a gift. However, the music therapy side is now evidence, and it's showing what I've always kind of known deep in my soul and my heart, that this is so beneficial to my whole well-being. And now there's people that are doing it all over the place.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation: Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation: Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
Calling all authors! Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com. Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
Okay, so we are back from break. Can you share a little bit about the history of music therapy and give our listeners some context? Because I think it's always helpful for people to know, where did this come from? Like, is it something that just randomly showed up, especially given the fact that there's so much going on in the energy space and the spiritual space right now? People are really becoming more aware and awakened. So to debunk the myths of the woo-woo, how do we get here and where does the history come from? Is there some history you can share with us?
There absolutely is. And I'm actually taking this right from the archives of the American Music Therapy Association. So they're the main source of American music therapy. And they are the advocates for the association, which is great. So basically what they're talking about is World War One and Two. We had a lot of soldiers come back and they were ill, but they weren't ill with like physical ailments. They were ill of the mind and they used to call it shell shocked. We now know it as PTSD. Mm-hmm. One way that kind of came to light was musicians would come in and they wanted to play for the soldiers that were in the hospitals, and emotional trauma from the wars was very evident. But once they heard music, their demeanor changed. And that was like significantly noticed by the doctors and the nurses. And they immediately said, hey, this is something that we need to start investigating. And why is the music such a wonderful thing? And some hospitals went as far as to hire musicians to come in on a full-time basis just to play for the soldiers that were in their hospital care. So after that, I think it was like in 1936, a man named Gaston. Mm-hmm. He is known as the father of music therapy, and he was pretty much the one that was instrumental in moving the profession into like the educational, where you need to get a college certification and things like that, an actual curriculum, if you would, on how to do music therapy. The first college that actually had a training program for music therapy was Michigan State, and that happened in 1944. So right at the end of the war, which is perfect timing, because then they could send soldiers there and get the full benefits of the new music therapy they were learning. There is evidence that music therapy, obviously, you know, music has been part of the human existence since we're born into this life. The first thing we do is create sound, right? We gasp, we take a big breath, and then it's sound right out. So that is definitely something to keep in mind. But under the whole, you know, where is it scientifically studied? I think it's 1789. They thought early 1800s that there were therapeutic values of music. And that's where some students, trying to find who this was, a physician and psychiatrist who was a strong proponent of using music to treat medical diseases. That was Matthews and Dr. Benjamin Rush. So that was in 1804. So it does go back quite a bit, but I don't think people really realized how important sound, music, vibrations really were in the 1800s, because they didn't have electronics back then. They didn't have the EMFs and all of these things that we don't even know what our energies are exposed to on a daily basis.
Right. So
music, I think, is a wonderful tool to help combat some of those things that we don't even feel, you know, or we feel it, but we just don't know what it is.
Right. Right. Nice. So that is, that's powerful to know that it goes back that far. So you mentioned things like shell shock, PTSD. Are there other conditions that you're aware of that musical therapy has been known to support? And of course, I know we're not doctors, we're not therapists, all of that good stuff. But from your experience in the music industry, have you been, you know, kind of noticing that certain things are assisted or supported when conducting music therapy?
Definitely. Aside from, like you said, the PTSD, anybody who's, you know, grieving, having any kind of trauma, music is a great way to like calm the nervous system down. Our hearts will actually regulate to a beat of a song. If we all sing together, like in my choir, I have them do a test like, okay, everyone, before we start to sing, feel your pulse. And then they kind of feel their pulse. And then after a song that we're done singing, they feel their pulse again. And they're all synced together at the same beats per minute, which is just fascinating, right?
Wow.
Yeah, we're creating those energies and those sound vibrations together and it all syncs together. So that kind of science, they're able to bring toward stroke victims who have lost the ability to speak.
Mm-hmm.
They can hear a song and magically the part of their brain that recognizes music is not affected by the stroke. So they're able to still sing that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Using that ability to then learn how to talk again by tone training. And so they're saying, hi, I am, you know, who, so-and-so, say, hi. And you add in pitch. I am, this is my name. And then it's tapping in that other part of your brain, that same part that music actually is responsible of training, and makes it able to speak, makes a person be able to speak again, which is an amazing tool.
Yeah, that's wild. I know you and I have talked before. I have an uncle who had a stroke and he can sing, and a song comes on and he can sing it just fine. Can he speak a sentence? No. And so to hear this is very encouraging, because I think it's not an uncommon thing after, you know, a very serious stroke that people lose that ability to speak, but oftentimes can tap into the singing portion. So you sharing that there's, you know, tone training to support that, like, goodness gracious, I think that should be offered as part of the rehab, you know, portion of care that's offered to our patients that are stroke victims.
Another thing with stroke victims, if they lose, you know, a part of their mobility, So like their gait, their walk gait, a lot of times they have to use a cane.
Yes.
In one session, I've seen, because I teach music therapy at my school, so I use a lot of evidence-based videos to show the students, hey, look at, this is what happens in a music therapy session. One study, a person could barely walk with a cane. Mm-hmm. That was after 3 weeks of physical therapy, traditional physical and occupational therapy. They were great. Woohoo, we're walking with a cane, but it was very small steps. Mm-hmm. They put on music that had a certain timing and a tempo that they could then feel the beat, and then they moved their feet to the beat and they were able to walk in one 30 minute session without a cane. And they were moving at a really good pace just because he could feel the beat and he was able to tap in to our natural ability to sync together to music.
How amazing.
Yes. It's like, they need to do this more.
Yes. That is absolutely amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That would have been wonderful. But the good news is it's never too late. So even if somebody's been in this state or this position for quite some time, the new emerging research and science is showing that it's never too late to heal.
Especially if you had any experience with listening to music, that is a huge benefit. And all of us, pretty much every day we listen to music.
Right.
If you've ever played an instrument, that's an amazing thing for your brain, especially if you have 3 years or more, because that's like doing, like storing things for your future aging brain. So mm-hmm. if you have a stroke and things like that, then they can tap into that musical source that you've trained at a younger age. And wow. it helps build those neural pathways through the damaged part of your brain, which is amazing.
Oh my gosh. Wow. All right. So now I'm going to change pace a little bit here. And I want to talk a little bit about the evidence and the research that's been coming out on various frequencies and vibrations and the restorative healing properties in that area. Can you talk to our listeners a little bit about your experience in that space?
I sure can. So vibrations, this is something that I always kind of knew as a thing, but I didn't know what it was until, again, the singing bowls and then the chakra studies through yoga. And mm-hmm. I heard that we have 7 spots, energy places in your body, and they all resonate at a certain frequency because we're all energy and vibration yes. is energy. Mm-hmm. So if we can find that vibration and we can tune to it, then you can clear a lot of stuff in your own energy being. Mm-hmm. Also, science has proven that different frequencies can go through different cells and things. So they are using frequency targeted things for cancer and tumors and amazing things like that. But frequencies, about the vibration, it's sound is made up of vibrations, right? And so those are waves that are producing things through material objects. And mm-hmm. if you clap your hand, right, you can create a vibration and it goes mm-hmm. out. Specific frequencies help balance your brain, your body, and your mental health. They even say certain organs resonate mm-hmm. at a certain frequency as well. Some people talk about modern music and how they've changed the frequency in which we tune. So the standard mm-hmm. tuning frequency is A440 megahertz. Mm-hmm. Previously to the 1930s, I think it was 432 megahertz, mm-hmm. which is a wonderful frequency for healing. So people think that, you know, the music today isn't as pure as it could be for the human soul. If we could like retune, it would be more beneficial in healing. So I haven't tried that out yet. Maybe we can do a song and we tune everybody down and see if we all feel a little better. And
yeah.
I study that a little bit, but some of the frequencies that they actually have done studies on is like 174 megahertz. That's supposed to help relieve pain and stress. And the tones that are producing that, you know, come into your body and it starts to resonate where the pain is. That's mm-hmm. why sometimes, and that's a very low, like you probably couldn't even like really hear it if it was just happening somewhere in your, you know, space.
Mm-hmm.
You live near like big, power wind turbines. Those mm-hmm. do give off frequencies. And sometimes it creates chronic pain for people because it targets that same frequency of pain.
Mm.
So you have to be aware of that. High
yes.
frequency. High tension wires too is another biggie that put out these type of frequencies.
Okay.
So other frequencies that heal are 285. That's like your tissues and your organs. 396 liberates the listeners from fear and guilt. So this to like get into those frequencies or those vibes that we tend to resonate in.
Uh-huh.
Hear that. 417 helps facilitate change. So if you're looking to change some stuff about your well-being, that's a great megahertz to listen to. 528 helps transform your DNA. This is what they call the miracle frequency, because it does definitely, science is really using this frequency in all different scientific research to see what they can do with the DNA repairing. I know like the 963, I believe, is the highest sense of oneness and unity with your higher self. And then I think there's other ones like 888 and the angel numbers that come into frequency play as well, which is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. Binary beats is huge because it helps with bilateral stimulation of your brain and your whole being, because, you know, you have your male and your female side. Mm-hmm. Duality is important, yin and the yang. So mm-hmm. beats are wonderful. And then obviously anything delta would be for sleeping, theta is for meditation, and then the alpha is really for anxiety and positivity, like bringing that negativity up. So yeah, tone here in tone and sound healings through the vibrations are, it's something that we have inside of us, because like, think about, trying to think, like shaman, they mm-hmm. tend to chant over people, right? Mm-hmm. Or even in church, you know, when we all sing together, we're all praying together, we're all chanting together. Though we're evoking our frequencies so that we can rise and elevate our beings to a different frequency, which I think is an amazing thing. So, like saying woo helps, you know, kind of your spleen and your organ. You can even feel ooh when you say that. It engages all of your organs. So if you do that in a mindful way, ooh, and you target your energy into that, and you might have like belly issues or something going on, it might help heal that in a quicker way. So they say where your intention goes, your energy flows. So that is the same for your music and your frequencies.
I love it. And, you know I shared, even when I was on my healing journey, I did a lot of sound bowl classes, and even just like you just said, doing the different tones with our voice. You know, we just sat there before class, we would do breathing techniques, and then we would go through different octaves and just kind of sing different tones, and it would just warm you up, and then you'd relax into your sound bath. And, you know, it was amazing. There was a lot of progress that happened for me personally in that space. So I'm 100% a believer. I get it. I love my meditations at night. I turn on the different ones with the different frequencies. I'm big on, you know, I always say my Joe Dispenza ones. I do a lot of my own meditations, but I also like certain times I'll have the guided ones, and just those different frequencies, you can feel it in your body.
Oh yes.
If you literally just kind of tune in for 2 seconds and just, you know, tone out the rest of the noise that's in the world, you can really feel. So that's really huge. So thank you for sharing that. So we're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about your experience as a teacher.
Okay.
Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit shewisepublications.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
We're back. All right. So you have been doing some extraordinary things in your music classroom as a teacher. You've been teaching for a long time. God bless you for, for working with the youth. It's been a trying time, I think, out here for humans in general. And I think our youth are really, really going through some very interesting changes. You know, I know our parents always said, like, oh my gosh, things weren't like this when I was growing up. So it's natural for us to feel the same way, right, as we continue to see our children grow and things like that. But you've been doing it and you've been right in the fire with all of the children. So can you share how you've been incorporating music therapy into your classroom and what you've seen as benefits from it?
Sure. So the second that I really did find that singing bowl, I realized the effect it had on me instantaneously. And not just me, bear in mind, my husband and my kids at that moment too, we were all like magnetized to this tone. And I was like, mm-hmm. Why is this so powerful? So then I, you know, after researching mindfulness and how, as a performer, I had horrible stage fright trying to play on a stage or even stepping in front of a classroom, anxiety and things like that. You know, you get the nerves and mm-hmm. I'm a violinist. So if I got nervous, my hands would shake. And that's great for vibrato, but not for a bow hand. It's like,
right.
So I kind of like come up with techniques on how to calm ourselves down. And so to take a minute, just a breath, and then to like put yourself into that minute is an important thing. And so what I decided to do for all of my students right off the cusp is like, all right, guys, before we do anything, let's breathe. And so mm-hmm. in every rehearsal, I try to start with a mindful minute, I'll play the tone bowl, I'll play a chime, I'll have them sing a tone and then do a chord, and we will all just like focus 1 minute of silence and breath, relaxing our shoulders down, doing some neck rolls. That started back in 2015, 2016 in my ensembles. Before catch term, before SEL was even a thing after COVID. So, and then I continued that practice throughout, and now I have, I'm like thrilled to say in my thesis in 2019, I did do the mindfulness through music. Mm-hmm. And one of my last statements was, I really hope to bring this awesome technique into a quiet corner of Connecticut. Because it's a very small town that I teach in, and some of the things that I explore are like, you know, outside of the box. Yeah. Never thought in a million years I would be paid to bring in any of these wonderful tools mm-hmm. to my classroom. Then COVID hit. So I was like, ooh, I have lots of stuff to offer because this is a time of that humans never have experienced before. And mm-hmm. how can I support my students beyond the music? And so I brought in all of my tools and techniques and social emotional learning and mindfulness and meditation and tone bowls and all of this to get them through those dark times of not meeting together. Mm-hmm. And then got back into school, I really advocated for us to do yoga. So we had yoga for an activity. And then I fought for a music therapy class. And I'm now teaching music therapy full time as a class offering at our school, which is amazing because I don't know of many other schools at a high school level are doing that as a curriculum. So I'm really excited.
Wow. Awesome. So in that class, what are some of the things that you're doing?
Oh, yeah. So we go through exactly what we were just talking about, the history of music therapy, the benefits of music therapy. Then we do the clinical side. So we actually learn about this type of like songwriting. Mm-hmm. Songwriting really helps with students with anxiety, students with learning disabilities, be able to put their thoughts out and then be able to put it to song. Mm. We just did a mindfulness chapter of guided meditations and how to write their own guided meditation and some things to think about so that their clients, because remember, music therapy is individualized based practice. So you have to have a bunch of tools to be able to come in and help your patient if you would. Mm-hmm. So I give them certain scenarios, like you have a student that has autism. Mm-hmm. How are you going to help that student? And so then they come in and they do a guided meditation and then they talk about different activities they can do, like using sound bowls or tongue drums or the piano or guitar, getting them to sing a song. So the kids really, it's a hands-on class for sure. Yes. And I just had a speaker come in talking. She was a life coach and she gave her story. And that's what this is about, is like putting it to action as much as possible, mm-hmm. but also learning the science behind it because they could potentially go on and become music therapists. So mm-hmm. I have several students that have gone on to study music therapy and they're still in college getting their degree. So fingers crossed, we're putting out like more people to get this wonderful type of medicine that is non-invasive except for years, you know, and control. So it's a wonderful thing. I have other students that are in contact with me all the time, being appreciative of the fact that, you know, I gave them more than just music. I gave them the whole picture mm-hmm. of what music can really do for them and their whole being, which is an amazing thing. And I feel so blessed that they learned that lesson.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think there's so many things that we should be teaching our youth that, because they're outside of the norm or what's always been taught, that sometimes we tend to shy away from different techniques and tools because, you know, it's unfamiliar territory. So I'm glad that you were able to break through that barrier and bring something that's beneficial because you can't get hurt doing it. So that's the great thing.
No, there is no wrong in it as long as your intent is positive and good-willed for others. So that's what I teach, and that everybody has a home in music. There is no outcast and there is no wrong. It's just a missed opportunity. So if it didn't work this way, let's try it in a different way. And it usually fits. So.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's so awesome. Well, I would like you to share, we're coming to the end of our interview. I want you to share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to learn more about music therapy, yoga, sound bowl. And then also, I noticed recently that you are running for a cause. You've got donations that you're accepting to support your music therapy program. So I'd like you to share your contact information so those who are interested can get that info, and we can help support you as you continue to elevate the human race and bring our collective consciousness together and the awareness and all of the good things to heal and help our human race.
Excellent. You can reach me at my email, which is kathleenm.anderson77@gmail.com. Or you can help us out on my new GoFundMe, which is Music Therapy Instruments. And it's actually organized by my husband, because he's the GoFundMe person. And we're trying to get new rhythm instruments for our music therapy class to help us do circle drumming, which is another wonderful technique that is a community builder and an expressional tool that I'm really excited about bringing in, but we just don't have enough materials yet. So that would be a wonderful project if anybody would be willing to help support. So I could probably give you that information.
Absolutely. And I'll make sure I post it on my page.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Yes. And go ahead and leave our listeners with your message to the world. What would you like it to be with regards to this topic today?
Well, my message is music is a very powerful healing tool. It is an essential thing to all humans for our well-being and our brain health in future years to come. So embrace every vibration you can.
I love it.
If I don't say this, go out and make beautiful music, because that's my catchphrase from all my students.
I love it. Yes, that's beautiful. Well, for our listeners, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of Surviving the Human Experience. Until next time, be well and stay blessed.
This wraps up today's episode of Surviving the Human Experience with Kristen Aurelia, the show where all things human experience related come together and are explored. Join us on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Episodes will be archived on the Surviving the Human Experience Dream Vision 7 radio network website page and will also be accessible at shewisepublications.com. That's shewisepublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.